We stand here together. As a family, we join hands together, lifting praises to the Father above for sending His Son. We've chosen together as a family to serve Him forever, knowing nothing else will matter in time. We've made up our minds. Through the heat of the day, we will join in the fight till He takes us away, till our faith becomes sight. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Choose you this day.
Tell me, whom will you serve? Let nothing stand in your way. Give the praise He deserves.
As for
me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
We will serve
Him.
We will serve
Him.
We will serve
Him. For He is worthy.
Choose you this day.
Tell me, whom will you serve? Let nothing stand in your way. Give the praise He deserves.
As for
me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
This is Pastor David Warner welcoming you to the Nuggets of Truth broadcast. We're going to be looking today at, once again, the second in the series of John chapter number 9 concerning the great promises that we have from God's Word, the Bible. You see, God reveals very clearly that there is a way to heaven. And it's not through, I'm a Baptist, but it's not through a denomination. It's not through a religion. The Bible says that Jesus, thou shalt call His name Jesus, for He shall save His people from their sins. Jesus is Lord and Savior. So, in the second part, John chapter 9, the question was asked, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Oh, many times, as I said last time, many times people will ask the question, who's at fault here for this man's blindness? For who's at fault here for the bad thing that happened to that child or to that person? You know, well, understand, I know the Bible says in Exodus chapter 20 that thou shalt not bow thyself down to them nor serve them, talking about idols. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the father upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. Now that verse reveals something. As I look at Cain, what did Cain do? Well, he killed his brother Abel. And then you'll find that Cain left the presence of the Lord. Why did he do that? Well, his attitude towards God. I don't want to hear about God. I don't want to hear about God's word. There's that attitude today. Many people have that attitude. But if I look, you look at Cain and you look at his children. The first one in the Bible that had two wives was one of Cain's children. You'll find that Cain, well, he had a son that also murdered. You know, his children, they followed their father Cain. Why? Because the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, they follow them unto the third and fourth generation. That's what it says. All right? But there's something else that you need to understand. So I can, yes, by my attitude, say, I don't want God. I don't want anything from this Bible. I'm going to live the way I want to live. And my kids are going to follow that. And in that sense, my iniquity will follow my children, because they're going to do the same thing. That's why the Bible says, train up a child in the way they should go. When they're old, they will not depart from it. But understand, there's another principle in God's word, too, that you need to be aware of. Can I have a wicked father and a wicked mother and turn out to live for God? Be a righteous man? Is that possible? Well, certainly. When the Lord saves an individual, I've seen people get saved in the jail ministry, and they go out. I can give you families today who, the family that they came from had all kinds of wickedness, but today they're raising their children to live for God. Well, that's an amazing thing. But listen to what Ezekiel said in Ezekiel 18:20, "The soul that sinneth, it shall die. The son shall not bear the iniquity of the father, neither shall the father bear the iniquity of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him." And so understand, God takes individually each person where we're at, what we do. I don't have to pay the price for my father's sin. I will have to face my sin. God's going to judge my sin. And so when these people, they said, well, who did sin, this man or his parents, that this man was born blind? There is a warning here. You know, we should be careful about drawing conclusions concerning people that have bad things happen to them. You know, I remember in the Bible, you remember Job? Job had a lot of terrible things happen to him. And Job's friends judged Job, said, man, you are a wicked man. You have to be a wicked man for these things to happen. Well, you know, you cannot associate bad things and just say, well, that person, because he had bad things happen, he must not be living right, must not be doing right. Wasn't true with Job. How about when Paul was shipwrecked on the island of Melita and was bitten by a poisonous snake? Remember what the people said? Well, no doubt this man is a murderer. Though he escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live. And so they judged this man. And so Jesus in Luke 13, remember the Galileans? They were sacrificing, and the Bible says that Pilate came and mingled their blood with the blood of their sacrifices. And he asked the question, suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans? He says, be careful about judging people because bad things are happening. And then he said this. He said, I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. What was Jesus saying? Well, he's making a statement. There's none righteous. No, not one. Hey, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We need to all recognize where we are before a holy God. And so when they asked who did sin, what would have been better for each one of us to look at ourselves? You know, have I always done what's right in relation to God's word? God has given his law, and his law reveals where I'm at. His law reveals how I appear before God. Well, I know as a young person, as a child, I disobeyed. I dishonored my parents. Well, that's breaking God's law. And there's many other things I could admit to. You know, I know there were things that I did that God calls sin. Well, what's Jesus saying? Unless you repent, you'll perish. Who was he talking to? Well, people, no doubt that maybe everything was going good in their life. Maybe they didn't have anything bad happen to them. And they felt themselves, wow, we're okay. You know, look at us. But yet, what was Jesus saying to them? No, you better beware. See, the Bible reveals all guilty before God. When you read God's word, read God's law, what's it say? All right. Remember when he said to the Jewish people, says in the Old Testament, thou shalt not kill. But he says, I say to you, if you're angry in your heart against your brother without cause, that you're murdered in your heart. Whoa. What did he just do? Revealing their sinners. And so the Bible says this, he that believeth on Jesus is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. If you've not believed in Jesus, what's that mean? Lord, I know I'm a sinner. Lord, I pray that you forgive me of my sin. I want you to forgive me. I want to know that when I die, I'll be in heaven. Wouldn't it be wonderful to be able to claim the promises of God today and live by those promises and pass them on to your kids? And so the Lord's answer, well, this guy was born blind. Who sinned, his parents or the guy? Well, he's born blind. Think about that. And Jesus said, look, that they were not the cause of his blindness, okay? He wasn't saying that they were without sin, but he was saying that they were not the cause of his blindness. Well, then why was he born blind? And so Jesus' answer was that the works of God should be made manifest in him. Bad things happen because we live in a world because of Adam's sin, We have sickness and death. It happens. But God does some wonderful things. And what happened here? Jesus came and ministered on the earth, and he performed miracles. He healed the blind. He healed the lepers. He raised the dead. And you say, why? That the works of God should be made manifest in him. God did this so those people would realize that Jesus is Lord and Savior. Second part of John chapter number 9. This book, you're without excuse. You say, well, I wasn't here during the Lord's earthly ministry. Doesn't matter. You have this book. You can look at this book. If you'll look at this book and experience God's salvation, and then take the principles and apply them and live by them, you too will say, yes, I have witnessed the works of God. He is good. Well, today, where does that leave you? Hey, we'd like to invite you to the New Freedom Baptist Church right here in Mobridge.